even test.
It should be two. But one of them did Xerox well. So it's double.
Must
it should be two sheets. Okay, this is the famous Kasha. The Mogen Abraham's Kasha. We got a
number three.
Sure.
I need the other
one. This is your chapter.
I think this is yours, Rabbi.
He was indicating that he wanted to
show. Yeah. Where is he indicating? I don't know.
Or he didn't see it.
I think it's wrong, but I don't think it's.
Okay, starts on the city sheet.
Yeah.
Unless you were on a diet, this diet. No, it's for you. I don't think.
No, go on.
Oh yeah?
I have two-sided one.
It starts in sheet head. But in sheet head there's a few lines. And then we'll pick up on page Tophayin Lo. The Bano of Tophayin Hey, because then Chassidus begins to present the problem. The problem is, there are several problems with Shruas. The negating of Shruas. Right? The Mechaber, the Chinuch writes, that this Rishin test is not to do Malacha b'yayma tzera, shezeo yom shishi b'sivan the sixth of Sivan. And then it quotes the Pasuk. And v'nimsa shechamishim yom kolon b'shishi b'sivan. And it turns out that the fifth, if you begin counting on the second day of Pesach, and you count 50 days, you'll get to the sixth of Sivan. How is that? Test vav yomim min nisan shumol l'olam. Nisan's always 30 days. And Iyo is always Chos Tesseis, so that would turn out to be the 6th of Sivan as it is this year, right? Because we make Nisan Mole and Iyo Choser, so 50 days from the second day of Pesach will be the 6th of Sivan. It works out for us, alright? And then the Chinuch writes of Yom Chamishim Zen the 50th day, Shehoya Yom Shedidnei Beitara, Hu Chagat Terek. And the Chinuch identifies as we identify based on our davening, that Shavuos is Yei Matan Tereseinu. Fine. The Chinuch even goes as far as to say, as Shorosh and Mitzvah Samoa to the Roman Sfiras HaOmer, if you look back at Sfiras HaOmer, then you will understand the basis of the Mitzvah of Shavuos, which is that Sfiras HaOmer, according to the Chinuch, we're counting from Yitzis HaTorah to Matan Torah. Alright, everything seems to be good. So the reason why this is a very good Chinuch to study this week, this year, I should say, is because this year you understand the problem very, very well. Because this year everything falls out the way that it fell out b'shat Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? According to the Machlokes amongst the Midrashim, whether Yetzias Mitzrayim took place on a Friday or on a Thursday, Friday night or a Thursday. So this year, the first night of Pesach was
Wednesday
night. So that's the way it was according to one group of Tanaim. Alright?
Shabbos,
Gadol, Shabbos. Right, Shabbos, Yud Nisan, Shabbos, Gadol. Right? And, or Lechamisha Osar was Wednesday night. Right? And according to one series of, Midrashim, so he left late Chatzos Wednesday night, left the Mitzrayim early Thursday morning. Fine. And Vav Sivan, alright, here's the problem. The Vav Sivan turns out to be on Friday. Right? And the Gemara says in Shabbos, Machlokes Rabban Rav Yosi, whether the Torah is given on Friday or the Torah is given on Shabbos. So the Chinuch is going to point out that, since it's in the Mogen Avraham's Kasha, that when Avraham's Kasha is that we paskin, like the Tanoim who say that Torah was given on Shabbos. And yet, Kval Yisrael says Yei Matan Tereseinu on Vav Sivan, which is Friday. Right? That's the Mogen Avraham's Kasha. And you understand it very, very well based on this year's calendar. Because this year's calendar shows that Vav Sivan is a Friday. Gemara says that we came to, and even see it even in a sharper way, Rosh Chodesh Iyar is Sunday. Right? The Gemara, Rosh Chodesh Sivan is Sunday, right? And that is the way that it was supposed to be B'Shas Matan Torah. That Yom Rishon, the Shavu was also Yom Rishon to the Chodesh. Right? the question is, so how is it supposed to work out? Right? And it's a double question. Number one, if the 50th day turns out to be on Vav Sivan, and Matan Torah was supposed to be in Shabbos. So how are you talking? What happened?
It's only Olam Chaser once we established the calendar, right? Theory it could have been Mala.
So that's one problem. The other problem of the date, right, says Glenn said correctly, that if in the time of Matan Torah both months were chaser,
but
it right?
Doesn't help you
day of
the week.
It doesn't help the Friday Shabbos.
It could have been Zion and Sivan.
Right. Good. So first the Chinuch. So the Minchas opens up with the same idea that Rosh Hashanah opened up with. That Shavuos is not dependent on the calendar. Right? Divi Rav Machab Shekot Shnei Pongim B'Shnei An Mitzvot the Chag HaTzeres Shisha B'Sivan the low K in Loshen Rambam. The Rambam is one time, I'm not sure, I have trouble Xeroxing now because I can't find the, if anybody knows, I heard the small chinuch, the three sizes of fancy chinuch. So the medium size, the one that works best for Xeroxing. But it's a
public announcement. We know we got to put it in the announcement.
That's right. The truth is that you know it's a mum over because Chile Sushi is there. So next time, okay. Still next.
Next,
we're putting an announcement. As long as it shows up, no questions asked. Okay.
Oh, it's later, right?
Right. For sure. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Give us 10 weeks to achieve that. Okay, the Rav Machab, the cause of Shnei Pavim, Shnei Mitzvahs, the Chag HaTzeres Shishi of Sivan, the Lokei Lashon Rambam. The Rambam does not write that. The Rambam says, Yayim Chamishim L'Svir Hu Chag HaShavuos. The Rambam is careful not to say that the 6th of Sivan. And the reason is because the Gemara says that Shavuos may not be the 6th of Sivan. Shavuos is sometimes 5, then the 5th, 6th, or 7th. It all depends if Nisan and Iyar are both Malei, so Shavuos is going to be the 5th of Sivan. If they're both Chas, it'll be the 7th of Sivan. If it's Malei Chas, like we have it, it'll be the 6th of Sivan. So therefore, it does not have a set date. That was what Rav Moshe Shapiro's first, his opening concept was, that Shavuos is the only Yom Tov that does not depend on the calendaric date. There's even a Tshuva, we'll discuss this in the Rivash. So somebody asked the Rivash, why do they bother doing Kiddush HaChodesh on Sivan? He wanted to suggest, the Shovel wanted to suggest that we don't do, there was no, when they were Mekadosh Aleviya, they were Mekadosh Sivan. That's a strange kasha. Rav Yosef dismisses it, because I understand that one would claim that the Kedushas Yom Tov is totally on the Kedushas Kiddush HaChodesh. I don't understand, but they said the only purpose of Kiddush HaChodesh is Kedushas Yom Tov. No, that's a little bit hard to say. Right. His question was, why bother the Kiddush? Because everything's going to be just count 50. Anyway, so you asked this, is it? It could apply. Yeah.
Wouldn't also isn't there also a question about why would you
have to shame? Right. Chassam Sefer, right? He has that kasha. Why is the Yom Tov Shein Shel Golius on Shavuos? Because once that L'chorah they should have Yom Tov Shein should be Zavnei V'Tichon Yideicha, right? So by the time the Shulchan should have gotten to every possible Yishuv, the time Shavuos came out from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he had over 60 days. So by then they got every place. So that means that when it came to Shavuos, there was a very correction factor.
What do you mean the Shulchan decided to just go and they went around the world and just kept going?
Wherever they had the yeshiv.
No, I thought they went out at a certain period of time,
yeah.
And then they stopped and came back. I mean, they kept going? What do you mean, the guy goes out,
That's probably you.
Tough job.
Yeah, so walk across the ocean.
Otherwise, you have multiple places. That means if you was in a place, according to you, you was in a place that the shulchan didn't get. That means within a few years you had.
You all like the
No.
Faces the whole year.
4 days in Kippur. Anyway, so that was the Chacham Sefer considered a very important word. He said, "Lach Lamaisa," that second day Shuz is more chomer than any other second day Yom Tov. All the halachas, he raises the question with the halachas that we are making on second day Yom Tov, for example, the same as Manavshach. Right? The person forgot to give Tumas and Maestras. So the halacha is you can give Tumas al Tanai in the first day Yom Tov. Give Tumas again al Tanai second day Yom Tov. And by second day Yom Tov lunch, you can eat the fruit. Right? And the first day, if you say, if today's Chol, then I'm giving Tumas. Today's Yom Tov, nothing, I'm just separating an orange, just off. And the second day Yom Tov, you say, if yesterday was Yom Tov, so today I'm just moving an orange over. Because if yesterday was Chol, then today is Yom Tov, and I'm just moving the orange over. If yesterday was Yom Tov, and today is Chol, then this is how much time happens. So by the time lunch comes around, second day Yom Tov, you can eat, you can eat. So the Chacham Sefer is not in Shavuos, though. Because in Shavuos, the fact was there was not really a second day Yom Tov. So when the Basin said, he's Arvin Avzechem V'yadechem, they said when it comes to Sukkot and Pesach, it's a Sufzik of the Yom, keep it as a Dinde Rabbanon with certain coolers. When it comes to Shavuos, so the Basin said, no, keep Shavuos as a Loi Plug for the other Yom Tov Shein. You could argue that if you keep it as a Loi Plug, so it has mamish the exact same dinim as ever the Yom Tov Shein. And the Chassam Sefer says, no, that since it was a Mohammed Digga Din, it was a Din Kavua, so he thinks that Yom Tov Shein is Shavuos, and in other words, it's counterintuitive. The Kasha says there should have been no need for Yom Tov Shein, Yishav Shavuos. The Heretz is 100% right, and therefore it's much more Chomer. I would assume not. I don't remember the Shavuos, I assume not. Why? Because Kavura and what was that?
Right.
I would assume that's not
on the second day
Shavuos. It's always been
Kavura
on second day.
Only Tony Dunn. I think what you're saying is correct. If it comes to medicine and it comes to Kavura, so that's not because of the sake of the Yom. That's because Chazal made a din, so they wanted to make on the sake of the Yom.
Whatever
the Chedron was, but that made a different kind of cool. Okay, right there in the Michas Chidah. So, V'ayin Erechim, Tes Amadei, Sa'af La'acherim, V'shkachat, V'zenitzim, V'yir Yuchas. That's the first discussion about what's the likelihood of Iyar and Nisan both being chosen. Well, they're fine. Okay, next, on the next page, Tof Ayin Vav. This is everybody should have.
Don't flip.
And it's zero to twice. One.
Don't flip.
Without the second.
Why am I going to flip it? Tof Ayin Zayin, right?
You have a Tof Ayin Vav? Here's a Tof Ayin Vav.
Yeah, but we did a better time.
Thank you.
All right, so now let's skip down. The Ayim of Nei Yeshua. Maybe earlier. The Ayim of Nei Yeshua, the last of the wide lines of Menachat Chinuch on the right side. Towards the end of the first paragraph in the top of Tzafayin Upa'amim b'chamisha, pa'amim b'shisha, pa'amim b'shiva, v'loma kosar machaber, v'shinim b'zed v'shisha b'sivan. So why does the chinuch write? God is way to say that it is yom atzeres, yom shishi b'sivan. Is that correct? The truth is that the Shulchan Aruch so it does the same thing. Also writes, Shishir Tiva. After the Yechezman Shalonu who came, even though Itaka was there for us, Mikol Mokha and Mitzvah Satarini came. So if you'll say that the Machaber Shulchan Aruch is writing in Tzfat in the 1400s, and he's writing in Kaveh Alokh, and he's writing a kid service, alright. So it makes sense to say, it's going to be the Mitzvah Satarini. But the Sefer Achinach is putting Mitzvah Satarini, so he's not writing a Sefer Kitzur. So he says, why did he do that? Mikol Mitzvah Satarini came. Rakachaga, they were told him in the Sefer. Okay, Sheyachzer Abezin, the Mekadesh Al Tiyariya Yachag Azed the Echon Mishlishim Ad Anal. It'll be one of these 3 days. All right. Next, skip down to Oz Beis Beis. V'yem Chamishim Azed. V'yem Chamishim Azed. Nira Daitoi Kipsak HaBraisa. He says, and this 2 days, that's the day the Torah was given. Nira daitai kipsaka braisa de seder olam hamu v'shas Shabbos peches teruga v'kiva the suyid of Yosef Rabbanim the Erev Shabbos yotzi yisomi mitzroyim, right? In other words, it sounds like that the chinuch paskins against the medrash we quoted before. He passed on the braisa of seder olam that the Jews left Mitzroyim on Thursday night who v'shabbos nitin the Torah. Right, that works out. If was that?
I thought
it left during
the day.
That's the machlokes, right?
Is
that impossible? Everybody said that they left. They began to leave at night, and they left. They left in Shrine in the morning. Right, the Shabbos when you can't Google it from.
Oh.
Right. So either way, it's the same date. Right. Right. So they left. They began to leave Thursday night. Friday morning, right? If that's the case, then you count 50, then you get the Shabbos, alright? So according to that, the sheet will be, everything works, and then you have to say that the Nisan and Iyar, Yitzias Mitzrayim, were one Mali, one Chosef, alright? And that'll work out, alright?
The Shabbos Agono would be...
Would be...
Let's rewind that. Hold on. I didn't mean that.
Okay.
Shabbos will be the day before that.
I mean...
Right, but Yud is the day that... Isn't Shabbos
going to
one of the...
I assume the Midrashim have to readjust themselves.
How do you readjust
it? No, they're different sheets. No.
They took it 4 days.
They're different sheets.
That's when they took it. But they took it on Sunday, because that was the 10th. If Friday is the 15th...
Lavdavka. That's why it was called Shabbos
Hagadol.
There's 1,700 reasons.
Right, no, but the reason...
They took it, the 10th is going to be on a Sunday.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So,
but
okay. It's
called Shabbos
Hagadol.
So, I was
right.
Okay.
Ki Erev Shabbos, Hayeroy Shchodesh Nisan. The Iyar Hoya B'yom Rishon Kiseder HaKadosh. Right, then it will print, V'sivan B'yom Sheni. Not like this year. V'yoz Shabbos Yom Hanef V'hoya M'chamishim V'Shabbos Yishu B'sivan. Ma'oznet the Terek Kirabonon, the Amre Vishishi, Bishisha Vesiva Nitnatara. That's another machlekes, Rabbanon of Yasi. Whether the Torah was given on the 6th or the 7th. Alright? First, right now, the Chinuch is, the Minchas is focusing us on a machlekes and the Brises as to whether we left on a Wednesday or Thursday night. Alright? If we left on a Thursday night, then Shalom Aleichem, everything's good, right? Thursday night, and then Torah is given on Shabbos, and with that,
50 days,
and it'll be Rav Sivan, and then Rosh Chodesh will be Taka on Rosh Chodesh will be on Monday, right? Mm-hmm. Then now we switch channels. There's another machlekes, Rav Yosi and Rabbanan, right? And that is whether the Prisha, how much time of Prisha was there? Were there 72 hours of Prisha or 48 hours of Prisha? Right? Because Baruch Hu said that husbands are left to be purged for a period of time. So the assumption, the Gemara explains that the reason for Prisha was that if husband and wife were together and there'd be a place of Shechva Zera, so the place of Shechva Zera would no longer be viable Zera, and the wives would be able to go to Matan Torah, would be able to attend Matan Torah, because they'd be able to go to Mikveh after the Chashash Tzleit Tashif Mazera was over. Alright? As if, so if you hold that the, there were, that we require 72 hours for Zera to become numbness and insignificant, so then, then the Torah had to be given on Shabbos. And if you hold that we only require 48 hours for the Zera to be insignificant, the Torah could have been given on Friday. This is the Machlokes of Rabbanan Rabbi Yosi. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu said to be Poyresh on the beginning Tuesday night, right? Wednesday, Thursday. So if you hold like Rabbanan, then they could attend Matan Torah Friday morning. If you hold like Rabbi Yosi, Moshe Rabbeinu was most of Yom Echad, so that they could attend Matan Torah Shabbos morning. Right? So the Chinuch is alluding to right now is that if you open up Yeridaya, so there we pass like Rabbi Yosi. Right? So that means we pass like Rabbi Yosi. That's why do women have to wait 5 days before doing Hefsek Tara? Because we need 72 hours to be able to do Bedika without it being having the Hashash of Zera. Right? And then you have to wait for the next Shkia, that's 4 days. And Shuvah Sadesh has the 5th day. But we Paskin that Rishon and Paskin 3 days like Rabbi Yosi. Right? So if that's the case, so Torah was given on a Shabbos. So this is alluded to over here. That I, if you'll, imkein nidna Torah, he says, so if you'll say that the Torah, that we left Mitzrayim Thursday night, then it turns out that the 6th of Sivan is Shabbos, was nidna Torah ki Rabbanan. And then it'll be like the Rabbanan who say that the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan, and we only have to worry about 48 hours of Pesach from there. Ayin Shom, the Moiki Lebraisa Ki Rabbanon. That if you say the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan, which is Shabbos, then it has to be following the Rabbanon Shita. In Cain, amazing line, Nitna Torah be Yom Tov. That's the case, then Torah is taka given on Yom Tov. Right? He's a right? Aval, let's see, have raises acheres. Hamuvois shom, but all the other brises are not the Seder Olam. The Yom Shiyotzi Sovim Mitzrayim Yivim Chavishi. We left on a Wednesday night. In Kain Shabbos Shinitna by Torah Yom Chavishi V'Yechon. And if you're going to insist that Torah is given on Shabbos, got to be 51 days, no matter how long or short Nisan in the year. Got to be 51 days. V'Lehoyah Oz Yom Tov. And it wasn't Yom Tov. The Yom Tov Ayibim Shishi Chamishim Sfira. Uplug to the Yisrael Rabbanan. That's the Machleik of Yisrael Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. And according to this Mesorah, that would have been a Friday. And according to Yosi, it was given on Zion Sivan. So the Rabbi Yosi Yochadoshim Kisidron, Hayinisan Moli Yerchoser, and Kainisan Yom Chamishi V'Iyar V'Yom Shabbos, Mesivan V'Yom Rishon like this year. The Shabbos, so you Zion V'Yom Mamash like this year. Rosh Chodesh is Sunday, and Shabbos will already be Zion Sivan. And according to Rabbi Yosi, Nidna Torah V'Shvi V'Sivan, Avol Yom Tov Hayoz V'Shisha V'Sivan. Hayinu Be'er Shabbos Chodesh. But when the Torah was given, the Torah was given on Yom Tov. It was off by 1 day. Ul Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who hold that the Torah was given on Shisha B'Sivan, right? Gam Iyar Mu'ubar V'Ikva Sivan B'Sheni V'Shabbos, V'Shabbos Hayi Shisha B'Sivan. It has to be Chamishi B'Siva. No matter how you play around, that's like the second kasha. There's two kashas over here. One is, how do you get it so that the Torah was given on the 6th of Siva, right? According to this, it was the 7th of Siva. And we pass the Gavyesi when it comes to Yeredei Degedinim, and we say in our Sidurim, Yom Antar Zaino and Yom Bav Siva, that's one kasha. The other kasha is, the days don't work out. Right? That according to, if the Torah was given on Shabbos and we left on a Wednesday night, that means the Torah was not given on Yom Tov. It was given on the day after Rishuos. They say, well, that's what the Rebbe and the Chana say. They say, and the Chana says. So, all right, so then that's
so it, then why do we, in all our time, we talk about Man Matan?
We don't know what that
is. The shul is towards the Korbanos, and they saw would be so devastated, we have to switch focus.
Why do you say...
Beginning with the Torah that says that.
Correct. Well, so why do we say...
It's a Korban.
So why do we say Yen Nesiris? So why do we say...
So when the Hachim has to go, the Saki Davin, they say, hey, why don't we talk about, what's this? Yom Kippur, it's, you know, it's time for Shuvah, so you lose focus. Yeah, the one thing that Shuvah is about is Korbanos Beis HaMikdash. Whoops, problem. So let's switch focus. That's what they did.
These people were upset?
They did it during the 10th thing Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah, after the Korban.
Why?
Oh, I thought they did off the Korban.
Why? I changed the Gola word during the 2nd Beis HaMikdash.
No, but how can we say Chateinu, Gilim, Maratenu, and all the Musa Davening talks about when Nanshik Nesigilova established Davening, they didn't make everything, right? Musaf Davening says that that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore. Right? They didn't write that. Nanshik Nesigilova didn't write during... While the Beis HaMikdash was standing, they didn't write the part of Fila that talked about...
They changed the Rachem, and they changed some of the Neskois later on. But the Musaf was there probably, they just changed some of the Neskois. Instead of saying, if they had in a given thing, they said...
Given right now.
Right. And the Magen Avraham says the following. The Magen Avraham's solution to this is to say that we really pasken like Rabbanon. And he shows that the Rambam and Hilchus Tumah, so we really pasken like Rabbanon. That place of Shechazer is only for 48 hours. He says, when it comes to the Eretz Yisrael, so we are Machmer. That's the Magen Avraham's solution is to say that we paskin like Rabbanon, and he holds the Rabbanon paskin like Rabbanon. So that means that we really hold that the Torah was given on Friday Vav Sivan. Are you asking a kasha from Rav Yosi? Right, from Yerideya, they're more machmer with that. That's how he solves all of this. It's not such a big kasha in terms of the date. But that means the Torah is not given in Shabbos. So that means that the Moisif Yom Echad, we don't pass the Moisif Yom Echad. Right. Now, the Sfasemes has a similar approach. Sfasemes says, that Sfasemes in the Pirush Gemara, he says that we don't paskin that Yomim is because of Chesed Shechazer. Is it Shamish for other reasons? That it was because we're afraid of the women couldn't attend for different reasons. So therefore, the fact that we waited a certain period of time is not linked to Pleite Shechvazera. So you can paskin like Rabbi Yossi theoretically, right? In theory, but that's not the driving force of. You can pass like Rabbi Yossi in terms of Pleite Shechvazera. Without saying that was the driving force behind what happened in the Matan Torah. Alright? So both the Magen Avraham and the Sfasemes come back to the conclusion that Shavuos, that we paskin, Shavuos is Yei Matan Torah Seinu. Right? In other words, they would say that's Taka Machlekes Tanam. Machlekes Tanam, whether Shavuos is Yei Matan Torah Seinu or not. And Achanami, Rabbi Yossi would not say in the Zavning Yei Matan Torah Seinu. Right? It would be entirely focused on the Kurim and on the Korban Chodesh. That was it, right? He would probably say Yom Havot Korban Chodesh LeMikdash, right? Yom Hanef. He would call it Yom Chamishim
LeSfira. What would you do on the second day Yom Tov?
On the second day Yom Tov.
Why would you do the second day? Meaning in Bavel on the second day Yom Tov.
But would he have a special nusach? No idea. I don't know. I could argue both ways. I don't know.
You could also say that it was a process.
That's right.
We say all week is man's favorite
saying. Yeah.
Right? Even though the chayrus happened
So the
process, there's a
the way they find in many Sifrei Machshava is that we celebrate Yom Matan Teretzenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu was willing to, he wanted to give us a Teira Taka on Friday. Moshe Rabbeinu pushed it off. Yom Kabbalah Teira was on the 7th. But Yom Matan was on the 6th. All right, that's many Sifrei Machshava have that. Or we're celebrating the Hachana we have. And you know, Chalom Shosh is Yom. But it's not, but, so that, all right, that's an approach. Yom Matan Teira, and a partner of Yasi. It's only, so, but you still have to say, that midin de raisa, right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu was kaveya yom hanef, and he was kaveya the yom matan teretzim. Happy shmai. He was going to give Torah. All right, he has to say. So those are the two solutions. The two classes. What was that? What?
Have to stay up. Going to
No, you must say shuvah. So those are the two classic solutions, right? Number one is Magen Avraham and Sfasem and Sutaka say we Paskin like Rabbanon, and Torah was given on Friday, and everything was said perfectly. Mamash like this year, right? The other Mahalach is to say that we Paskin like Rav Yosi, so it's given on Shabbos, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to celebrate something that's the precursor, right? However, the Minchas Chinuch L'Chayra, he goes along, he lets the chips fall the way they fall. He says that, according to Yaisi, the Yom Tov of Shavuos was not Yom Matan Teretzenu. It's called a Vayter. So, but the point that he makes is that it's a Machlokes Tanaim. And then he follows through, once he says, and that's what the Rivash says. The Rivash's Tshuva, the Rivash basically spells this out. He says that it really is a Machlokes Tanaim, whether it was Yom Shnit the Beiter or not. Okay, a little bit further. Ulrabbonon yigam, ach, lefi ebraisa de seder olam, second in the narrow line, de be'erev Shabbos yotzi som mitzrayim, lo yem enet v'shabbos, de b'shish v'sivim nit natara, em kein hois an asina tatara v'shabbos v'shish v'sivim, de yomtis shel ateres. Umin hagenu, de onu oimrim mechagat teres, de man matin teresenu, well, lefi ebraisa de seder olam. Avlofi Abraisa the Vim Khamish and Sroim, but you take the other Mesorah that we left on a Thursday, on a Wednesday night, and came the Khuli Alma Ben Rabyesi Ben Rabban Hayumatan Tarbi Yaim Akhar Khagateras. Ayin Shemasugya. Ayin Varachaim and Ravam Tatad Hiksha Heyach Ono Ames Mamma Nerzainu. Have Yem Nan Allah Lusir and Nitnatara. So you know, Shakasab, Jimin again, Avlofi Abraisa, said Rayla. Mangan Ravam has a problem, so he says, no, it's very simple. That, our minhag of Yom and Matan Teretzenu follows one particular Messiah. Alright? Ubazeh, next part, Yeshli Yashiv, Kusha Rishon Shalom Magan Avraham Shom. The theme had the Paskin and Aloch Rabbi Yisi, right? But two kashas. Second kasha was the days don't work out. So he says, it doesn't work out. Going to one brisa, so here's the other brisa. First kasha is that the Shulchan Aruch itself is Shaser itself. Having fasting of Yosi that requires 3 days for Seder Shechmazer, that means Torah is given on Shabbos, and at the same time say that the Torah is given on Vav Sivan. To the female that was given on Lachar Yosi, to the Shiva of Sivan, in the Torah, he tzarach shisha. You need 12-hour periods for the Shechmazer to become disintegrated. Al korach haya oz matan Torah b'chamishim ve'echad l'sfira. The Torah is given 51st. We can pass the Yosi. Torah is given on the 7th of Sivan. That means Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Friday, and Nisan was Chaser, and Rosh Chodesh Yiv was in Shabbos, and Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday, and then Matan Torah will be on Zion Sivan. And Chavishim the Sfirin Yomtiv, and the 50th of Sivan will be Yomtiv. And then once again, we'll be off one day. Alright? So in this paragraph, Acha Klau, after the dawn, the Teres Vishishu B'Sivan, Rav Yisrael here, b'shiva b'sivim, the kolok v'chim daf Rav Yisrael yom tev shoteres, shah shah v'lem et zman. Tainu hayom tev hazeh hu matan teresenu ha-kedosha. Right? Now, this is what Jason was saying before. He kolok him, the after Rav Yisrael, hoye yom tev shoteres, even though, according to Rav Yisrael, it was the yom tev of Teres, shah shah v'lem et zman, tainu hayom tev hazeh hu matan teresenu ha-kedosha. Ach, give me a gemara, Tzurchi, you know, my lay moiki, a brisa, said, oh, give me a yisi, v'chsui mechzerei, v'chsui chasla nisan, v'yisivan, v'echon v'shamas. Good. Now, there's one more issue here. Look at, quickly, the gimel. L'china shu kasabsi. V'chsui a brisa, said, oh, olam, im keina, yo'od shabbos chamish mosfira, v'yamtit, v'yikol shem eisha atzlach, v'chsui a brisa, v'chsui a yeshua. Right? We're going to one other issue, which is obviously related. And that is that there's a machlekes of Lozer Yeshua whether Yom Tiv is Chatzil Hashem Chatzil Lechem. Right? According to Lozer Eliezer, that Yom Tiv is either Kul Hashem or Kul Lechem. Right? One or the other. And according to Yeshua, it's Chatzil Hashem Chatzil Lechem. Right? However, even according to Eliezer, who says that on Yom Tov you can choose to either do Kul Hashem or Kul Lachem, when it comes to Shavuos, Eliezer says, what? Hakol Moedim Atzeres Tzvi'ina Nami Lachem to Yom Shenitna Beitaira. Eliezer says, right? Let's come back to the same problem now. Now that we've just established that it's a Machlokes Tanoim whether Shavuos is Yom Shenitna Beitaira. Now he goes and he says, "Now take it to one more machleket tanam. Machleket was Yeshua. Gemara says that Rabbi Yezer, even though he holds in every yom tov you can choose to be mis'an if you want and to learn the entire day, not in shavuos. Shavuos you have to have a physical simcha, right? So that sounds counterintuitive, right? It should be pumped, okay? So again, the Darshanim explain it one of two ways. Either explain Ksav Sofer says that." If you wouldn't have a party on Yom Matan Torah, it would look like that you're not excited about it. Right? So, Geula, we all know you're happy about Geula. When it comes to being protected with Rachel Sukkot, we're all happy. When it comes to Torah, so then if you wouldn't make a party, so we would say, Ari Makabal, and I'm Makabal B'Simcha, we gotta do. So Ksav Sefer says, he has to make a party to show that it's, that you're happy about it. And that's in line with the Ksav Sefer says it's based on the Ramban at the end of Mishpatim. Ramban at the end of Mishpatim, and the Torah says, Ve'el et Tzilei Yisrael Le'Sholach Lo Sholach Yodo. Right? Vayechsu Zekim Vayechlu Vayechlu Vayishtu. So the Ramban says that, Rashi says, that they were being criticized. That they had a vision and they went back to eat and drink. Ramban says, no! But yes, they came and they celebrated. And that's the way they're supposed to celebrate. And that's the famous Ramban that talks about why we make siyumim. We're supposed to celebrate. So the Ksav Sefer says based on that, Ramban says you're supposed to celebrate Matan Torah, and you're supposed to show you're excited about it. So if after a siyum a person wouldn't celebrate, he'd say, right, I had this assignment, and Baruch Hashem I finished my assignment. All right. But if you celebrate a siyum, it means that you show that you're semantically able to accomplish. So that's what the Ksav Sefer writes this Torah on Shavuos. The other very pretty word that they have in Drush, that Rav Breuer writes, he writes that the reason why you have to eat on Shavuos is because the point of Kabbalah Torah is that it should be part of one's normal functioning. So if one has a fast day on Shavuos, so it's chilu to say that the Torah is a life of asceticism and being aloof from the world. So you have to be nenda from the physical world in order to really celebrate what Torah is about. So now coming back to this Gemara, Shem Eliezer says, "Hakol moedim v'teres v'inam dami lachem du'yoyim shenitna v'Torah." Right. So now coming back to Alchanas Arba before. Now in all time, we're not going to nusach atzilah right now. Right. You can't squeak out of this by changing the dates of. Right, when they were in Masech Tefillah. And the Gemara says, Yem Shinit Nabi Torah. Right? Zeshu Atosus, Hakol Moedim, Kein Mai Komo Lezer, Ma Rai Rishus L'Mitzvah, Atzeret Tichiech Tu Mitzvah, because of who the Lezer Rishua, Hayu Bizman HaRi'iyah, Vayetzeres Pa'omim Hei, Pa'omim Zayin, V'chol, Different years, some years it'll be Yevshin and Beitaira. Some years it won't be Yevshin and Beitaira. Some years it'll be the 5th and 7th. So, Taisha says, but Ein Sur Lachalik, but Teres Meishan Lashana. But again, it's a strange thing. What does Taisha mean? That some years we're celebrating Matan Torah, some years we're celebrating Erev Matan Torah, some years we're celebrating post Matan Torah. A strange thing to say.
This is only according to the Mandamah that Lewis was on Shabbos, right? The oldest
Shavuos was on Friday. Yeah.
In this year, then it could be, we're celebrating the
50th day.
In
other words, that Yom Chamishim,
right,
is Yom Matzah. So it'll always be our 50th day.
It will always be Yom
Chamishim. Right, right. We follow through that one. Right, hold on. So, Ach Hikshir V'lozim V'mfdas, Ha'yigam Kein B'zman Ha'viyah, Ve'ich Omer Da'kol Moedim Lachem, well, the whole Tomei Vim Echot to Min Chassim says, but it doesn't work. Because the Gemara, the Tanoim and the Gemara were Tanoim from Zman Ariya. Right? So then it would turn out, was that?
Zman Ariya, excuse me. Is during the Tanoim that they stopped?
Yeah.
So how do we know that, I mean, it's not like all the
time
had Zman Ariya, and at a certain point
it comes. Right. No, he's saying that Rosh Hashanah was from the time of Zman Ariya.
Ramban says it was from the time of
Avayin Rava. The time of the Zman Ariya, right.
I thought we saw...
Yeah, but not
the
regular level.
No.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was later on, it was later on.
350.
Yeah.
Yeah, 350
is 54,
no?
I once had a Rebbe who was a Shimon Ram. He was one of the mirrors who could do the pentas. You know, whenever he quoted the Gemara, he was always off by one das. I'm just going to say that. So I thought this is a great shtick. I mean, I was a little bit cynical. This is a great shtick. You're off by one duff. No one thinks you're looking down the side and quoting, right? Because then you got it right. So then that's a great shtick to be able to, if you consistently quote one duff off.
He said there's a duff olive, so.
He's agreed with the
people. He's renumbered.
That's right, 54, yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Lefim," as they said, "Lefim Ashen is Zvar." Lefim said, "Our Olam Lekasha." Need the Bishisha Vesivan Dit in the Torah. Vaya Oz Yom Tov Shalat Teres. Then Chamishim Lesvira. If you follow the Seder Olam, it turns out that in the 6th of Sivan was Matan Torah. It was the 50th day from the Yitzias Mitzrayim, which took place on a Thursday night, right on early Yom Chamishi. It became Yom Tov Zeh after Cholata, what Jason was saying. The hey of Zayim, he called Mokim Shachloim, and the Yom Tov Zeh, Dinam Lachem, to the Yom Tov Zeh in the Torah, and came seriously to become Brisa, the Seder Olam. He said, if we don't work with Seder Olam, then they have a Kasha. If we work with Seder Olam, so then they'll be able to, so that's the Minchas Chinuch solution to all of this. That's where he ends the next paragraph, Umi Zen Nirali, Gam Kim Da Lachim Kim Brisa, the Seder Olam. Kim Da Meiroi, Basroi, Svirli Kavosi. I know Lozman for Dos. Umar Reda Ravina. The Yosef Kulishat of the Tainisa Barmei Teres. He says this is Machriya. In other words, the one place in Gemara that says that at Teres is Yosef Barmei Teres is when the Teres is when the Gemara is being created, he can't fast on the Teres. Right? That's the Gemara says. Gemara says that Rav Yosi also. These are all the within the so therefore, he says it must be that we Kulish Vilik Ebrayis Yisir Olam. Avol if he had brice at the Chamishi v'Shabbos Yatsu in Kain ha'yamatan Torah v'yoyim she'achar yomtif. But the Kois, those are the two Nukois. But it tells, those are the three solutions you have to all of these kashas. The solution of the Minchas Kinnach is that it's a machloikis tanoim. And according to one set of tanoim, the Torah was given, then we left on Thursday, Torah was given on Shabbos, that Shabbos was Rav Sivan, right? And it was the 50th day.
That was a Thursday to Shabbos. How do you do that? Is it possible?
Why? They left on...
Thursday night Friday.
Thursday night...
So Thursday night
Friday. Yeah, right. So then, so that's one, and that's on all those brides are like that. And we talk a Paschal like that, because that's what the one time the Gemara says, Yom Shinit Nevei Torah. So what's not going to work out? Our Nusach HaTfilah does not work out. Right?
Shabbos
HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol. That's just another, that's not a problem, because that's just another, that'd be the other, there's no halachas in the Nikva by Shabbos HaGadol. That's part of the Nusach HaTfilah. Right. I know that the tefillah would be off, right? No. According to Menachas Chinuch, we paskin that Shavuos is Vav Sivan, right? Is Yom Matan Torah Seinu? I know. So our nusach is correct, right? But it's not like this year. It's that Pesach happened on Thursday night. If Pesach happened Thursday night, right? Then the 50th is going to be Shabbos. That's when Torah is given, all right? Whether it's the 5th, 6th, or 7th depends on Chodesh Chaser, right? So then, according to that Mahalach, our Nusach is correct, right? And that's everything is consistent. Right?
If you want the 50th day.
50th day, and again, and Shabbos, and probably, right?
And depending on Rav Chaser, it may also be wrong.
Right. So one thing that would not work out is that we probably would not have 72 hours of Prisha.
Right?
So that would not work out. So then you have to go with the Magen Avraham. That was a chumrah when it comes to
right.
But if we insist that the Torah that Yitzchus took place on a Wednesday, right, on a Wednesday night, so then that means that the Torah that Vav Sivan, but yet the 50th day was a Friday, right? It was a Friday, right? And that means Torah was given on a Friday, and
where it was, and then our Nusach
HaTfilah is right. Then our Nusach HaTfilah will be off. Right? So that's so basically the Nusach solution to this problem is to say that the Wednesday Shabbos is not a consistent Shita amongst the Tanakh. That's a mixture of Shitas. And you follow the Seder Olam, that everything fits in well. You just readjust when you think Shabbos HaGadol was and okay. It's what?